Hey Larry, this is Esther with Family First Home Care again. I just had one question for you. Has there been any other incident with your neighbor with your new aides that you, caregivers that you had, or everything has been quiet?
Everything's been quiet.
Okay. Do you
That
think
was
it was just an incident with Lori, right?
Listen, this guy, my next door neighbor, I've been living next to for 21 years, and he is a miserable little guy, and he's made enemies with everyone around us, in front of us, across the street, behind us, next street over. Not enemies, but he's had a run-in where he doesn't speak with them anymore because he's a hothead. And the problem was is that Lori's a lady, a woman, and for Lori to even to confront him pissed him off, and wasn't gonna take any verbal shit from him.
Completely makes
And
sense.
so that I am gonna write a letter to the court to let them know that this guy's and he's taken it to the limit,
Wow.
you know, of
So Larry,
his
what I
what.
suggest is that when we find someone for you, when you meet the caregiver for the first time, just let them know, like give them a little briefing and say, stay out of his sight, out of his way, so there's no interaction.
Yeah,
So
how the
yeah.
whole problem started, though.
Yeah.
The problem started with a few months back to where she was strolling by her in a car just right next to my house in the car, and he was out in the middle of the road with his back towards her. So she gave a beep on her car, and that pissed him off. And that's how the whole thing started. With who the hell are you to beep at me? And what the hell? Why are you in such a hurry? And she kind of brushed it off and went and parked in my driveway, which is on the other side of the house. And he followed her. And they got into a verbal argument. This guy's an argumentative, little Napoleon. So I'm sure there's the last three helpers. Well, I've had two helpers since Lloyd. They haven't worked out. One came by Uber and one walked right past his house. And I'm sure he wasn't happy with him, but
Wow.
he's never said anything to him, so I of course would let, don't have any kind of conversation with him, or whatever. But he just a little Napoleon, and he wouldn't do it to a guy.
Right.
He'd
I hear
argue
you on
with a
that.
guy. He'd argue with a guy, but he wouldn't. He put his hands on Lori. And Lori just,
It was an
that,
isolated situation specifically with her. I completely get it.
yeah, yeah,
Okay.
yeah. Not fair her,
I
but
mean, the lady.
she is that kind of woman that's not going to take any crap from a guy.
Yeah, okay. Good for her that she stood up for herself,
Well, good for she should have kept her head about it,
Like, meaning she should have known who he is, right?
Yeah, she should have just let it go, but it got carried away, so
Right.
whatever.
So what happened is when that incident with Lori came up, was that reported to your insurance and then they said, let's put you with another agency? Or after Lori, you tried somebody else with Family First?
After Lori, I tried with somebody else.
Got it. Okay. And that came from your
The guy.
service coordinator that recommended that from the insurance? From
No,
PCO?
that wasn't an issue. I didn't share any of that with anybody else. It's nobody else's business,
True.
And I didn't want to cause any problems with Lori with Lori or whatever she needs to do. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it was an isolated incident, and so that's where I've left it.
Got it. Okay, understood. All right, thanks for speaking about this, Larry. We'll be in touch again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That was awfully quick. You're gonna have to go home soon, all right? So
yeah.
Have a
thanks
good
for
night.
Worrying. All right, bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.